You have arrived at your destination.
Wrestling fans, we are back in the Smithsonian. Sean and Jake, the knobs to my sags.
The nasty boys.
The nasty boys are back, and we're talking all about NXT TakeOver, and we're talking all about WWE Survivor Series.
And we're not wearing deodorant.
Yes, and this podcast is brought to you by the president of Saudi Arabia. And also, guys, let's bring out the Hulkster.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Dude, the Mega Powers. What did you think about seeing one half of the Mega Powers in the flesh on Crown Jewel?
Well, you know, when you bring him out right after the president of Saudi Arabia, I was just very confused
timing,
by the whole thing.
Timing is everything, guys.
I think so, and like that was not the right time to bring back the Hulkster.
Right, not, especially in 2018. Just yeah. In general, like the whole year, you picked the wrong year, bro.
Yeah.
We're not forgiving, and we're not forgetting, Hulkster. Hulkamania is at an all-time standstill. What do you think about it? I'm going to ask your honest opinion. What do you think about WWE bringing back Hulk Hogan?
Honest opinion? I mean, I think you have to at some point. I think it was really weird timing to do it during Crown Jewel, but I think they had to. I think it just sucks because like Hulk is still not... he blames it on just being recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that he was just a jerk, you know?
Yeah. Well, see, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, I feel like, you know, we are in a culture where we don't, like, forgive or forget anymore, which, or even just forgive. You don't necessarily have to forget.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do think that that's something that'll probably change years down the road. Some of these people that have fallen out will probably make a comeback, as time has always done.
Yeah,
you know, celebrity from... Ever since there is a celebrity, there have been fallen outs and then those redemption stories.
Exactly.
Know? But I'm telling you, the Hulkster, not the redemption story that we needed for 2018.
I completely
brother,
agree.
I was recorded, brother. What do you want me to say?
Why did those guys record me?
Brother, I was hoodwinked. into saying this sort of thing on a tape, man.
It's just like he still doesn't understand what the issue is. it's not the recording.
Yeah, hey Terry. Okay, you're from Venice Beach. I know you deal with diversity every day. You can't say those sorts of things,
yeah,
brother.
Exactly.
At least, he's not really from Venice Beach. I think he's from Florida, and he lives in Florida now.
Yeah, definitely.
Still, you need to.
I think he lives in.
He's from the South, dude.
Doesn't he live in Clearwater or something?
I don't know. I want to go to his restaurant though.
I've been to his shop, his beach shop.
Oh, is that what it is? A beach shop? Maybe I thought it was a restaurant.
He may have a restaurant too. I know Jimmy Hart has a restaurant. But
did you go?
No, I would never.
Do you think he stands outside the restaurant shouting into his megaphone like, "Come on, baby, come into the restaurant, baby. Margaritas,
margaritas, baby." Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, I would go if the Nasty Boys were doing a signing.
Oh yeah, dude, we got to get those Nasty Boys shirts.
We definitely do.
I like
sure.
it that you were like, dude, they have Nasty Boys shirts on the shop, and I'm like, yeah, I've been literally they're in my cart. I've been ready to pull the trigger
Me
on
too.
Checking out.
I'm asking for them for Christmas for sure,
dude. Perfect. Yeah. You got to get two.
Yeah, yeah.
One for you, one for your buddy, your best friend. So Austin Hellman, if you're listening,
yeah.
We'll see who he gives the shirt to. It'll be just like an episode of The Bachelor. We'll see, instead of giving the rose, we'll see who gives his matching Nasty Boys shirt to.
Yep. And then the other person gets the whatever, the stink arm. I can't remember what they call it.
The pit stop.
The pit stop, yes.
Dude, that'll stop you dead in your tracks. Now, that's, to me, like, could you imagine? It's like, all right, we got to come up with a double team maneuver. Like, how about you rub his face into my armpits?
They're nasty. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Dude.
We got to go with that.
We do have to. I mean, I don't want to just sit here and belittle the good name of the Nasty Boys.
Brian Knobs and Jerry Sags.
Yeah, because if you go back and watch their matches, man, they were really good. They were fun to watch.
I love the look. I'd bring that look back in a second.
The stuff they did with Cactus Jack and WCW and Max Payne.
The stuff that they did with, you know, in the tag team stuff in the WWE.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Dude, that's where I came up. That's where the Nasty Boys got on my radar.
Yeah.
Was in WWE. Yep. I'm not a big WCW fan yet.
I'm more of a WCW fan now than I've ever been.
Yeah.
I go back and watch it all the time.
Thanks
now.
To the network.
The network is.
You're watching something new all the time.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I'm pretty sure I've seen all the WCW shows now.
You love them too.
I do.
I'm getting pretty far into my WWE pay-per-view-a-thon. Mm-hmm. I'm like in, started from the beginning. Now I'm like in like 2000. So,
man, you're about to hit a rough stretch.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. I made it through 1996.
You ready for that invasion?
Dude. Dude, if you can make it through King Mabel versus Diesel, Yokozuna,
ooh man,
you know, or Vader or the Undertaker, like every freaking match.
I enjoy Vader matches sometimes.
Dude, Vader sucks. I'm gonna go on record as saying this. Okay, I mean,
it's too soon.
He doesn't suck. All right, it is too soon. But I am not a Vader fan in the least. And I had like a conversation with somebody the other day, and it was just heated. I was like, dude, Vader's okay, but he's not all that. Bam Bam Bigelow, much better big man wrestler.
Yeah,
than Vader,
I'll agree with that for sure.
Maybe it's just because Bam Bam and I have a similar hairstyle. You know? Maybe it's because I
wanted your head is on fire.
Maybe I wanted to be Bam Bam for three Halloweens in a row now, and I never made it happen. Never spent the time to embroider a sweatsuit.
You can buy those now. You know that?
No,
I not the know. Full suit, but they make like a shirt and pants combo that are Bam Bam Bigelow.
Well, next Halloween, victory is mine.
No, next Halloween we're the Nasty Boys.
Oh, that's true. Did you hear that, Austin? We are the Nasty Boys, not you. But yeah, did you watch Crown Jewel?
I watched Crown Jewel.
Let's touch on it briefly before we get into the goods.
I say I can pretty much sum it up in one sentence, and that would, or one question, and that's, what the hell did I just watch?
Yeah, I heard that some of the opening matches were legit, like the Nakamura Rusev match.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, they're just matches.
Yeah.
There's no story, there's no build up, there's not going to be anything.
Dude, the tournament was just like, what is going on? I mean, every match, it's like Rey Mysterio goes out early. Like, what? Like, you brought him back. What are you doing with Rey Mysterio besides, we'll talk about that later.
You don't think Shane McMahon's the best in the world?
Obviously. I mean, I don't.
Here
I don't
comes
even,
the money.
It was just dumb.
Yeah.
And then Miz comes back. Like, so he feigned a knee injury or ankle injury or whatever. He comes back totally fine on Monday Night Raw, but like fake walking, fake limping or whatever.
Right.
But sometimes he's walking fine and then sometimes he's limping. And it's just like. So
you know the thing about Miz though is he came to play.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just really silly, like Dolph Ziggler in the main event. I don't know.
I feel like so many people just tried their hardest to not be there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it's like you have to do all this last minute stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, still, wouldn't people? Oh, Kurt Angle going out early. Like everybody wanted to see Kurt Angle versus Rey Mysterio,
right? Well, you don't necessarily think a gold medalist could beat Shane McMahon, do you?
I don't know. I just listened to that Daniel Pewter episode of.
Oh yeah,
do you remember that story?
We got him in a key lock.
Yeah,
and the ref made me tap. The ref counted me out immediately. Quick count.
Yeah. So. Maybe Shane could take Kurt Angle at this stage of the game.
Yeah, maybe Daniel Pewter will be one of the mysterious entrants into the Survivor Series. We don't know yet. You know, that's the thing. With Survivor Series, we're going to have to speculate. Guys, we always try to record these wrestling ones as late in the game as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still an episode of Raw and SmackDown that we have not seen yet.
Yeah, so we know the SmackDown team, but not
the Raw team.
Not all of the Raw team.
Later in the show, later in the cast, we're going to be filling in our own blanks. And I suggest you do that as well. You tell us who you want to see fill out that Raw team. Hit us up, Sean versus Wild, on Facebook, or Never Nervous, also on Facebook.
Yeah,
everything's on Facebook, guys. It is 2018. Times are changing. Everything's on Facebook, and Hulk Hogan's back. And the president of Saudi Arabia is here, and also...
His Excellency,
Most Excellent. And guys, we're bringing back Kevin Spacey's here. We're also going to put Roseanne on the network. Time and place, WWE. Yeah. Time and place.
Well, whatever. They're not doing much right on WWE right now. I mean, NXT and stuff is good, but...
NXT's awesome, man.
Those Raw and SmackDown shows are hard to watch right now.
Yeah, that's like the biggest bummer anytime that we review the pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I are definitely hardcore pay-per-view watchers for WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And we never miss the NXT weekly and everything. But those, I mean, that's just so much wrestling to watch in a single week when you got a 3-hour Raw, a 2-hour SmackDown, a 205 Live.
Especially when like NXT UK has been great to watch too. So,
yeah.
You know.
NXT UK, man, I'm excited for it. Like the first, some of the episodes are a little slow, but they're kind of peppering in a little bit more action.
There's, and, there's some guys I'm not that into, like Ligero. I think Mark Andrews.
Don't let my friend Chris hear you say that. I'm secretly convinced he is Ligero, just on his in his downtime.
Dude, that mask is so stupid looking.
Do you think that those horns are inflatable? Like, to me, they just seem like something. That mask seems like something you would wear tailgating.
So, did you watch that the last episode he wrestled on? And he was like,
my mask is unique.
Yeah, they were like, what makes you stand out? And he's like, here it is. Pointed at his mask. It's like, dude, you are boring as hell.
Yeah, dude, it looks like you're wearing a knee pad on your face. You're wearing a knee pad on your face with two inflatable horns out the side of it.
It's got that Union Jack.
He looks like somebody that you would have created in SmackDown.
Because you're not that good at creating a wrestler.
Because it's just like one of the masks that are there.
Yeah.
The horned
masks.
And
then the only unlocked like image you have are the flags.
Yeah. All I have are flags. And then I've got one star.
Yeah.
That's it. So
yeah. I'm not that big of a fan of Ligero. I'm not that big a fan of, I think his name is Mark Andrews, the Blink-182 guy.
Oh, I like Mark Andrews.
You like him?
Yeah. I don't care about the Blink-182. I don't care about the freaking dance he does on the way to the ring. That's insane. But he's got great moves.
Yeah.
So he's good. I've seen some matches with him and Pete Dunne in PWG that will make you, I don't know, just kind of gain a little bit of
Pete Dunne
respect for him. That
Pete Dunne can have a good match with anybody, though. So.
That's true. The Dunster.
He's basically the NXT UK version of Johnny Gargano.
Oh, my God. Duke the Dunster. Drosy. But, yeah.
You want to talk about War Games?
You want to go right into War Games?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't have anything more to say about Crown Jewel?
I did enjoy the DX Brothers of Destruction match, just for nostalgia purposes.
Why don't you be honest with him? You enjoyed it strictly because of Shawn Michaels' new haircut.
Yeah, for sure.
Strictly because Shawn Michaels is wearing the sleeve of his t-shirt on his head.
Well, he wasn't wearing it for this.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, but you know what I was thinking the whole time?
Did he wear a cowboy hat?
Who's the dude from All In that wrestled Chris Amell or...
Steve Amell?
Steve, what? I don't know. What is that? I'm getting it all mixed up now. The Green Arrow guy?
Yeah.
Who did he wrestle?
I don't remember.
The bald dude. Anyways.
Could be anybody.
Shawn Michaels looks like him now, and I'd like to see them wrestle each other.
Dude. What I like about Shawn Michaels is the good thing about having him as a partner is he can keep one eye on you and one eye on the opponent at all times.
He got that ghost blowjob.
Yes, he definitely got a ghost blowjob.
That's a callback to an earlier episode.
Guys, if you haven't yet, go back into the archives, check out the prayer line episode, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about. But yeah, Shawn Michaels, the fact that he's cross-eyed and he used to be the sexy boy.
I know, it's pretty weird, man.
Fate's, what a hand that fate has dealt him.
Yeah.
So, but yes, all right. So that's
Christopher Daniels.
Christopher Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I gotcha.
Him versus Shawn Michaels would be amazing because they're both like 57 and they look the same now.
Yeah, you can only tell them apart by one roaming difference.
Oh, but it's worth watching for the Shawn Michaels moonsault off the top rope to the outside where Kane and Undertaker did not catch him at all. And he busts his nose and like he just looks in a massive amount of pain.
Dude, what if his eye goes straight after that moonsault?
Could have. Could have, man.
Yep.
I don't think it did, though.
Fell down a well, her eyes go cross. Get kicked in the head by a mule, they go back straight. It's the damnedest thing. Vacation.
Yep.
But okay, so that's we'll put a pin on Crown Jewel. Everybody knows that it happened, so,
and it was pretty lame.
Yeah. NBD, no big deal.
Yep.
NXT UK, yeah, I like it. It's got a lot of potential. I like the Wolfgang. Yeah. I like the Coffee Brothers, pretty into them. Somebody I'm super not into, that dude that looks like Finn Balor. You know,
Mark
Devlin.
He is.
I cannot
who's he married
stand,
to or dating?
I don't know, but I will tell you this. All right, I have to go on a rant. I cannot stand how fucking narrow his shoulders are. Like literally, it looks like his head is connected. His neck is like connected straight to his arms. He has.
Yeah, he's kind of weird looking.
He kind of looks like the youngest brother from Little People, Big World. If you remember that show. It's so strange to me. He's got the strangest proportions. It's strange. I'm not saying that I judge people by their looks, but in wrestling, it's a big part of it.
He's a body guy.
Oh my God.
Look at his shoulders.
Look at his shoulders. They're so narrow.
Look at his eyeballs.
Dude, he looks like a snake. His head is gigantic and his shoulders are super narrow. But yeah, we get it. You're trained by Finn Balor.
He's like a character on Big Mouth.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's going to be all I have to say about NXT UK. Let's stop there.
Just making fun of.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Evolution?
You're ugly.
I like it. You want to talk about Evolution? You're ugly. Well, timing is everything in 2018. We're just going to, they're going to play that sound clip over and over.
Oh, Evolution. I mean,
dude, Evolution is a mystery.
Let's talk about some bodies. No.
I'm a body guy.
I actually really enjoyed Evolution.
I thought it was awesome.
I have one negative comment to talk about, and then we can be all positive from here out. Trish Stratus, her, what's the move?
Oh my God, the Stratus faction.
The Stratus faction is the lamest thing of all time, dude. I don't understand why she gets so much praise for being amazing when, like, I think Lita's out of her league. I know they had some good matches, but Lita doesn't do a Stratus faction.
Dude, well, Lita does that moonsault that I'm just like, you're going to die soon.
I know, yeah.
When you do this, you will be dead soon.
Yeah. But, I mean, overall, I thought Evolution was a blast.
And I will say this for Mickie James and Alicia Fox. I got to give them credit, man, because they sold their asses off.
Yeah.
To make them
look, what about the spot at the end of that with the ref?
Oh, yeah, when the ref just doesn't count.
What was that?
Dude, you don't know what it's like to be the ref, man. Sometimes when you're in the presence of greatness like that, when you're getting stratified, you don't want it to end so soon.
Wasn't it because, like, Alicia didn't make it back in the ring in time? Yeah.
Yeah. You know how it is, dude. Sometimes you just got to take a step back, think about baseball for a few minutes, and then get back in there. And I think that's what that ref did.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You don't want to end it too quickly.
Well, he forgot what came after two.
That's true.
Yeah. But anyways, it was really weird. You could see, like, Mickie James' face. Like, she was like, get in here.
Yeah. Please get in here. My biggest, that match was fine. I thought all the matches were great. I thought the Shayna Baszler, Kairi Sane
match. That match was great. Yeah.
Super awesome. Best match they ever had. Mm-hmm. I thought that the Becky Charlotte match was fantastic. Yep.
Dude, Becky and Charlotte, actually, that was really, really good.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And for me, I love Becky Lynch. I love the persona of Becky Lynch and her character. But sometimes her in-ring ability doesn't match how much I like her as a character.
I love her leg drops, though.
Yeah. Well, she went all out on this match and just proved herself big time.
I think she's doing that in general now. I think she's just got like a new fire being a hill.
A hill. She's like king of the hill.
She's king of the hill. No, but...
Yeah, she's like trolling people on Twitter.
Yeah, and she's... have you seen the thing she's doing where she's like, I'm the man?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool. So,
yeah. And then I will say the match for me that I was like, not so much, was the Ruby Riott... Yeah. Was the Riot Squad versus Sasha, Bailey, and Natty. Sasha, Bailey, and Natty under the who cares section for me anymore.
Yeah,
but remember
I agree.
When Sasha Banks and Bailey
had that like 5-star match
big deals? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sasha Banks, dude, she just, I don't know, man.
I think everybody
kinda, mighty has fallen.
I think people hate her.
Oh, really?
She makes a lot of comments in the new, like when she's being interviewed, she just makes these comments that, you know, she's like, I'm the best in the world, but she says in like this really not the best way.
Right.
Not like a wrestling way to say it, you know. So I think people are kind of down on her in the back is probably what's happening.
Oh man. It's all about that inside. You got that inside baseball, dude.
I'm totally guessing.
You're reading the sheets, bro. Dave Meltzer.
Well, you know, my buddy Dave.
Yeah. What do they call him on Something to Wrestle With? Like that son of a bitch from Greensburg or something.
Yeah, actually, I think that might be Keller.
Yeah, Wade Keller.
Wade Keller. Yeah,
from Spartanburg. I don't know where they're.
Yeah, wherever they are. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, Evolution. It was awesome. Crown Jewel. Not so much.
Yeah.
And if you haven't yet, start watching NXT UK.
Mm-hmm.
But something tells me you guys like wrestling. If you're listening to this episode, and if you're just joining us, which something tells me you're not, you probably started from the beginning. Sean and Jake, Sean from Sean versus Wild, and Jake from Never Nervous.
That's right.
We're back again, and we are going to speak from here on out, hopefully specifically about NXT TakeOver War Games, and WWE's Survivor Series, both of which are taking place this weekend. Mm-hmm. And if you sign up for the WWE Network, it is free. You can get both of them for free.
Yeah, and you probably get the next pay-per-view free as well.
Yeah, and basically it's like one of those things where you just get free shit if you sign up for a month. So,
and it's really worth it to pay for it, to be honest.
$9.99, that is a deal.
But, and we're working on a sponsorship.
But they don't sponsor this show, so that's going to be the end of that.
Yeah.
But yes, okay, so let's go ahead, start it off with Saturday's big event, NXT TakeOver War Games. It's taking place in Los Angeles, California, the City of Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what do you think about this? What do you think about everything leading into it? Let's start there. You've been watching it every week, so have I.
NXT pretty much has done no wrong.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Nikki Cross is a little weird.
She just debuted on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Of all the
people on NXT, that's the last one that needs to move up right now.
Nikki Cross is like fine, but I just hate the character of Nikki Cross.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Look at her body. Her muscularity. But the fact that like her character, for the most part, just jumps on people's backs.
Yeah.
Or, to me, she acts
biting
like
the ropes and just like not saying anything.
When she does say something, it's like repeated over and over and over.
All her segments go on way too long for nothing to happen.
Right. Did you see the animal magnetism between her and Aleister Black whenever the secret was revealed? My God, the tension, it was palpable.
Yeah, I don't know.
The tension was so thick it could cut through a knife.
Outside, yeah. It could cut through a knife.
Exactly, I'm glad you got that.
Outside of Nikki Cross, everything else NXT has been doing has been great, super entertaining. I wasn't, obviously not super excited about Gargano being the guy.
Yeah, right. You are excited. You love Gargano, don't you? Last time I checked, you're a big Gargano fan.
Ever since that last booger, I just can't. I can't.
Yes. And it's funny because, you guys don't know about this, but, after watching the last pay-per-view, or maybe we did talk about it on the Prayer Line episode, Johnny Gargano's obvious copious amounts of snot rocketing out of his nose at every big match is just one of the many reasons why he's disgusting to me.
Well,
titillating to Jake.
We've been calling him Johnny Boogers since WrestleMania weekend.
That's true.
And after that last match, he became hashtag Johnny Boogers on the internet immediately.
And we had a great idea to start a Johnny Gargano fan Twitter and post only pictures about how inspirational Gargano is, but the pictures are just him with boogers.
Just boogers hanging out.
In his face.
I mean,
he had
a full ramen noodle hanging out of his nose the last match. God.
It looked like a worm. I couldn't believe it, dude. It was disgusting.
It was so disgusting.
But yeah, we need to just post only inspirational photos. Be like, this man is the best wrestler of all time. And it's just like a picture of him with fucking snot hanging out.
Looking
of his
dead
nose.
With a booger hanging out.
He always looks like, he always gives that look. Of course, it's on a podcast, but you guys probably know what that look is. I would describe it as the look that Dave Chappelle does whenever he's Dylon in the Making the Band skit, when Puff comes in and always shuts the studio down, and he's like, always looks around. That's basically
glassy-eyed, glass jaw Gargano.
Oh my gosh, the old Gargano. So let's go ahead and talk about it here, because I have the lineup here. How's this for professional production?
Yeah.
I have the lineup here. And it looks like maybe the first match. I don't know if this is going to be the match to kick it off.
Uh-huh.
But Aleister Black is going against Johnny Boogers himself in a grudge match.
Talk about a transition, man. We just led right into
Dude,
it.
I'm telling you, what a segue.
We are professional.
Look at us.
I 100% Aleister Black has to win this. What are they doing if he doesn't win, right?
Yeah.
I guess you could have Gargano keep winning to build the hill. To build the bad guy, the bad guy's momentum, and it makes Aleister more of a good guy to keep losing. So, I mean, that's possible, but I mean, why?
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing with Gargano at all.
Have you noticed? I know he's definitely full bad guy because Candice LeRae has black lipstick on.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, don't even get me started. Candice LeRae. Oh my God, who does her hair? That's what I want to know.
Okay,
did you see her the other day? She had her extensions okay, mm-hmm. are like clipped in with like clip. I'm not here.
You can see it. You can see it.
You can definitely yeah. see that there's her hair, then there's a shitload of fake hair, mm-hmm. and the fact that she just has like clips.
Have you thought about extensions?
Dude, I'm going to be like the Hulkster, man. I'm just going to grow out the horseshoe and then get extensions on that.
No, I just figured out what's going to happen in that match. Candace hasn't turned heel yet, so she's going to come in and interfere and get the victory.
You think so?
Yeah.
What about, do you think, I'm surprised it's not like Nikki Cross and Aleister Black versus Gargano and
I mean, that's, I Candace. Guess Nikki could come out and stop her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She very well could. We'll see. We'll see what happens this week on NXT.
I think my prediction is Gargano.
Of course,
over
it would be.
Over a schmoz.
Here's the deal. I'm going to have to go Aleister Black because I would never, ever choose Johnny Gargano to win anything. He could go to a loser contest and lose.
Can I just say, if you're not going to watch that pay-per-view live, you can come see my band at Careless Lounge on Saturday night.
Yeah, if you're not going to be there, be at the lounge, bro. Yeah, I'm going to have to go Aleister Black. I want to see him, I don't know, kick Gargano's boogers straight out of his nose.
Dude, there's going to be... that is my 100% guaranteed yeah. prediction. There's going to be some boogers.
There will be boogs.
There will be boogs.
Yeah. So, sorry, Daniel Day-Lewis, as Johnny Gargano. There will be boogs. Yeah, dude. And then the next match looks like here... this was just announced last week. NXT Women's Championship. It's going to be a rematch. Shayna Baszler, the champion, going against... Kairi Sane. This time, though, it is in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Yeah.
So they just had an awesome match at Evolution.
I hope this is the last time they wrestle, though, for a while. But not because they don't have good matches.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, hey, it's time to...
Yeah, it's time to move on.
Yeah, do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big fan, even though she's not, didn't make the pay-per-view here, and I'm surprised, but I'm a big Lacey Evans fan. I've really been sweet on her lately.
She's the woman's right, right?
Yeah.
That's the best name for a finisher ever.
I know. But she's perfect. Just been awesome to me. Like, she's like definitely most improved in NXT this year.
You're not a...
Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair.
Love her, too.
Yeah, Bianca Belair is who I'm really, really but those
two,
into.
Well, two names right there that I'm ready to see step up into championship
either one contention. Of them against Shayna Baszler would be great.
Yeah. I don't... You think Shayna Baszler is going to stay in NXT much longer, or...?
I don't know. So
what are your predictions, dude? You got all the dirt.
I know, really.
The sheets.
This one, I think the match is up in the air. I kind of think they want to keep Kairi Sane around because Io Shirai would be... They have to have a thing, right?
Right, yeah. They'll have to put on some matches or tag.
Or tag, exactly. I could see them...
or call them both up. Call Io and Kairi up.
Well, aren't they supposed to start a tag division?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Io, Kairi, and Asuka can team together as the new Kai and Tai. What do you think about that idea? Just something that I'm throwing out there.
Are they going to do the choppy your pee-pee skit?
What was once old is new again.
Kai and Tai.
Choppy your pee-pee. Man, they need to bring Val Venus-like character back. That's a...
Man, I love Val Venus for 2018.
So much. Hello, ladies.
My favorite Val Venus joke was this one. I can't remember where they were, but a hurricane had just came through. And he was like, I can tell that there's been a hurricane here because the big Valboski's been blown from one side of the state to the other.
Dude, the big Valboski. I'm going to give a shout out to that man
right here
now. I'm sure you're listening. And if you are, I just want to let you know that you have benefited our life in many positive ways.
Dude, I wish you could get him on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make it happen.
That would be amazing.
So you're the one with all the wrestling connects, dude. So get him for Never Nervous.
I'm going to start sending out some emails and try to find Valboski, the big Valboski.
Find the big Valboski, man. See what's up. I heard he sells a lot of weed now.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's like a weed vendor.
Where does he live in the
Colorado,
United States?
Colorado? Something. Or California.
I did see a video of him.
Someplace where it's legal.
Did you see the video of him rapping in his truck?
No.
Yeah, there's a video of that. It's really weird.
I bet it's great. I'll have to tune it. But yeah, what are your predictions for this match? I think it's going to be a good one for sure, especially on the heels of what they did at Evolution. Hopefully it will be able to top it. If not, hopefully it'll be at least just as good.
I'm thinking this might be the match of the night, honestly.
Okay.
Last time... they're going to do this, hopefully.
Do you think this will be better than the War Games match?
It's hard to... I mean, that's...
When it's NXT, every match is match of the night.
I know. And, like, gimmicks in NXT are always so awesome. They always do it right.
And a big thing about TakeOver as opposed to Survivor Series, which I think Survivor Series is going to be awesome, and we'll talk more about it in depth later, but NXT doesn't have to worry about all of their rivalries and plans and stuff like that getting, like, sidelined or schmozzed because of, you know, Crown Jewel.
Yeah, yeah, really.
So,
really.
Yeah. But I'm excited for this match. I think it's going to be excellent.
I still think even with War Games, I still think it's going to be match of the night.
Okay, bold prediction. I mean,
2 out of 3 falls is, like, you can do a lot of things with it.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
2 out of 3.
As Meatloaf would say.
You can do a lot of things in that match. I think if this is going to be the last time, they're going to go all out.
Yeah,
dude. And we're going to see something really cool, I think. But I have no idea who I think is going to win.
You know, I'd like to see them do kind of like how... Daniel Bryan and Miz did last pay-per-view and just, you know, do 2 quick falls and then be the end of it.
One long match?
No, just 2 quick falls.
For the same person?
And, like, yeah, Kairi Sane just gets it both times and it's 2 upsets immediately and it's a 5-second match.
I mean, I could definitely see them coming out and Shayna getting a really quick, like, win.
That's
like,
true.
Really fast.
I could see that as well.
Yeah.
I just love Kairi Sane. She's so cute.
I love her too, man.
I just want to put her in my treasure chest.
When I love her booty that she comes out with. She opens up her booty.
Man.
And the belt's in there.
And the belt is in there. But, you know, I really like it. I don't know. I just think that she's so cute. And when she cuts a promo, it's super endearing to my heart.
No, I love everything about her. Miranda, my significant other, does not
a cool brag.
Yeah, does not understand her gimmick at all, and I'm like, it's like a Sailor Moon or something. Like,
yeah,
what's there to understand?
Yeah, like a pirate.
She's a goddamn pirate.
She's 2018's Jean-Pierre Lafitte. You know,
dude. Can we talk about PCO for a second?
I mean, do you want to talk about PCO for a second?
I think he might be the 5th member of the Raw. The Raw Survivors.
It could be, guys. You never know. He's really hot right now. But yeah, so yeah, she's a pirate, kind of like what is that anime that's like really popular that's been around for like 30 years and it's an anime and then they're on a ship, probably like that.
Yeah, it's like that one.
Yeah, it's like that, guys. Anime dorks that are listening, why don't you tell us what called? It's called something like, I want to say it's called like Full Sail, but that's obviously the name of the school. But it sounds something like that.
Half, dude, I never something. Put 2 and 2 together. She should play into the Full Sail University.
Dude, she's probably graduated with a degree in Full Sail
University. We can write a promo right here.
Yeah. I like her promos because she's like the Twethel.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Sounds much like Michelle Tanner. She cuts a real Michelle Tanner-like promo.
I like... who was the older...
That's DJ Tanner.
I know. The older lady that... that wrestled in the Mae Young tournament.
Oh, Mako Satomura.
Mako Satomura. Man, I hope they bring her back.
Oh, my gosh. She was awesome. That match that she had with Toni Storm was match of the freaking
It might have been
tournament.
Match of the year for me.
But, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great match. She was super highly impressive. Now, Io Shirai has been, like, my jam since the moment that I saw her, like, 2, 3, 4 years ago,
yeah,
and I've been really into her. But, dude, in that tournament, I was like, dude, you're missing these moonsaults.
She missed the moonsault every time.
I keep talking you up, and you're making me look bad, bro. But I love
you. You think they switched at the end to give the... You think it was always planned that for Tony to win? I mean, unless you want to go kayfabe only here. I don't
know. You want to go kayfabe only here. I don't know. I had Io winning. I thought for sure she would win.
I think they planned on Io winning until Tony put on that match with Mako.
She could have. I mean, also, too, Tony is pretty marketable.
Definitely.
You know? She's just a phone call away from, you know, hooking up with Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as I was like, man, Dolph Ziggler and her, they're going to they're gonna get it on.
Well, the other thing is she wins it, and now they got like a major star for NXT UK.
Yeah.
So it made sense, but I know we're getting sidetracked here, but I just really would like to see Mako come back. I would love to see a Mako, Shayna Baszler match for the title, something like that. Mako Kairi would be awesome for the title.
Yeah. Mako, Io.
Mako had a great match every single match of the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, they were all amazing.
I agree. She was the standout. Easily the standout performer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mako, Io, Kyrie.
Yep.
Asuka, Nu Kai, and Tai. It is what it is, guys. That's the thing about wrestling. It's
true. I think it should be the new Nation of Domination.
That's true. Very well could be.
Yeah.
So, anyway, who do you think's winning this one?
Okay, so I have to make a choice. I think it's going to be Shayna.
You think Shayna's going to stick around, eh?
Yeah, because she kind of floundered for a little bit, and I think she needs the title.
I don't think so. I think Shayna's been a badass since day one, and I think that she's literally a, I don't know, she's just a second away from being in WWE, and with Ronda Rousey, Rousey being in WWE, with the other horsewomen being in NXT now.
Wait, you think that all three of them are going to go up to WWE?
Could be.
I think that's another reason.
They got to get the horsewomen versus the horsewomen, and WrestleMania is right around the corner.
I think that's another reason for her to stay is because the horsewomen are there, and they need her to guide them. They don't look like very good actresses right now.
Well, hey, guess what? Ruby Riott, Mandy Rose, Sarah Logan, all these people came to WWE way before, Liv Morgan, way before they were ready.
Ruby Riott was ready.
Do you think Sarah Logan was ready?
Sarah Logan was not ready.
Exactly.
Mandy Rose looked ready.
Yeah, exactly. But that's saying, like, these people came to WWE before they were ready. And, you know, I don't think it's, I mean, the other horsewomen are trained fighters.
They're already marketable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're, like, trained athletes. I mean, and
okay. All right.
I think that's what's going to happen. I mean,
well, you, I think you're full of shit. I don't know.
Hey, dude, I think you're, you know, I just think you're a jerk. Getting nasty here. The nasty boys turning on each other. Dude, they're going to do a turn.
You know what? That never happened.
We're gonna
either.
Break up another DIY
reason.
Right here.
Another reason the nasty boys were amazing. They never turned on each other.
That's true.
They're
I don't think so.
Real brothers.
That's true. Unlike DIY, Johnny Booger's got what he deserved. But I also keep seeing Tommaso Ciampa tweeting at Gargano being like, great job.
I know.
And I'm like, stop talking
they're
to
gonna
each other.
They're going to be hill tag team now.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of my face.
What's next? What's
all
the
right.
next match?
I'm going to say Kairi Sane is winning this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, Kairi. And that is final.
All right.
We are split.
You're a jerk.
Next match is going to be Tommaso Ciampa. Tommaso Ciampa.
Tomato Chomper.
Yep. Thomas Penmanship versus Velveteen Dream.
Ooh, I can't wait for this match.
Velveteen Dream?
I like Velveteen Dream better as a bad guy, but man, this match is going to be awesome.
He can do no wrong.
This match is going to be great.
I love the Velveteen Dream.
Me too. I love them both.
I do too.
I do miss the old, Tommaso, you know, with no entrance music. When he came out like Andre the Giant with no entrance music.
Yeah, he's got like a poor man's Black Sabbath song now.
But still, this match is going to just rule everything about it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I don't know if there's any sort of special stipulation other than the belt is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So we might just have a good old-fashioned wrestling match.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait for this match. Honestly, they're literally two of my favorite wrestlers right now.
I can't wait to see what Velveteen Dream wears. I can't wait to see what his hair looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can't wait to see Tommaso Ciampa's chest hair glistening and
just glistening with pheromones.
And those arena lights,
just glistening with pheromones.
Oh man, he's a sexy gladiator.
Oh my god. The one thing about Tommaso Ciampa's gear, man, it's like it's always like his butt is out. I'm like maybe if you could just get maybe a little bit bigger of trunks.
Put your butt away.
Yeah, dude. Put those cheeks away. Good lord. Works for Alexa Bliss. It doesn't work for you.
I hope they do the same kind of. I hope they do a trilogy of these two, and I hope it gets to that. No DQ matches with Ciampa because he's incredible at those.
He's amazing. He's carried Gargano through these last few bar burners. That's for sure.
No, man, it's awesome.
I mean, the Dream is going to be fantastic.
When he kissed the ring.
When he kissed the ring, brother.
Or spit on it or whatever.
When he threw that ring away, the tears came to my eyes. And I was just thinking about my wife sitting at home. And what would happen if someone did that to me? Big shout out to Miranda if you're listening. You're probably the only one listening besides us. But the thing about Velveteen Dream though is I feel like he doesn't even really have to have a belt.
He doesn't at all. Yeah,
he's just
and
that
I'm
good.
Really surprised he's still in NXT. To be honest,
he's ready.
Yeah.
So,
but so is Tommaso. I mean, they have to. They
got to have somebody.
Yeah, they have to have people there.
Right. So, and really, I would not be in any rush to go to WWE because look what happens if you go to WWE.
I'm sure they all want the paycheck, but man, it's going to be brutal when those guys go up.
Yeah. It's like, hey, go to WWE. Don't do anything.
Yep.
You're too small, Adam Cole.
I mean, look how many people are left off of the Survivor Series pay-per-view.
Yeah. You Nakamura is not...
He's fighting Seth.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But I said Nakamura, but I meant to say CN.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
Rusev?
Nowhere to
be
found.
Is he making an appearance? No.
Unless he somehow gets on this Raw Survivor Series team.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Guys.
Is he on SmackDown, though?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, who do you think is going to win this match?
I don't think they take it off Tommaso yet.
No, I think Tommaso's got another match with Gargano probably floating around.
That's who he's going to end up losing it to.
Yeah, nobody will care by that point, probably. I don't know what they're going to do. Now that Gargano's a bad guy.
The other way they could go is, you know, Gargano's a bad guy now, so if he loses the title, they become a little tag team again. And
who cares?
Yeah.
I go back to not liking him. But, yeah, I think Ciampa will retain. Velveteen Dream doesn't need the belt. If he gets the belt, I'm going to be stoked as hell.
Yeah, I'll be excited for sure.
But he doesn't need it. He's over.
I bought the new WWE 2K game.
Oh, same. I got it, too.
And, you know, Ciampa's not on there, which really sucks.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. But I play as Velvet, basically. I've done this all the story stuff, but I basically, if I'm going to play the game just regular, I'm only Velveteen Dream.
Velveteen Dream.
That music, too. His music is great.
I don't even know what it... I always just think it says D-R-E-A-M, bitch. I have no idea what it says.
Hey, speaking of, where the hell is... Okay, there's a couple people left off this pay-per-view that I'm going to talk about that I love and miss.
Yes.
First of all, Otis Dozovich.
Oh, my God.
My favorite wrestler of all time. where's he? Where's EC3?
Yeah, and, you know... Where's Lars Sullivan? Not that I care.
Hold on. I wanted to tell you this story that I told Miranda the other day because I knew you would make fun of me relentlessly for it.
Okay, can't wait.
You know how I watch stuff when I'm go to sleep, I'm watching wrestling or whatever,
yeah.
And it stays on all night, and then I wake up and see random matches, and I'm like, this card is stacked, and all this.
This is the greatest card ever.
So anyways, I woke up 3 times the other night, all to Lars Sullivan matches, and at the end of it, I was like, he's not that bad.
Yeah, it's just like the coma induced watching it, you know. It's like being on Ambien or something.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind. You can't control your emotions.
But I do. I think I like Lars Sullivan now.
Dude, have you seen Lars Sullivan's new trunks? It looks like some dipshit just wrote Lars in like electric tape.
I was making fun of that so hard.
Oh my god,
the other
it's
day.
Terrible. It looks like they just put like electric tape on the back of it and it's just like Lars.
Dude, it looks
that's
stupid.
Terrible. That is the worst ever.
But he can pick a dude up really high and hard.
And he can sweat and he has a lot of ear hair. And I haven't seen an underbite like that since Beavis.
He can drink a beer without opening his mouth.
That's true, man. That is so true.
All right, well.
Yeah, Lars didn't make it. Doesn't look like Heavy Machinery.
Dude,
But, you know, I don't know what's going to be on the pre-show. You know
what
I'm
saying? Yeah,
well,
they'll show that in the next couple weeks. But
I'm sure.
I still think Heavy Machinery, they should have been in War Games, dude. That would have been so awesome.
You know, another match. I'm sure this will make the pre-show, but Cassius Ohno versus Matt Riddle.
Mm.
Or.
Yeah.
Keith Lee or whomever.
I don't care about Keith Lee, but how do you feel about Matt Riddle?
It's whatever.
You're not a big fan?
I wasn't blown away, no.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, I'm like, you need to get something going on for yourself gear-wise.
Yeah.
You can't just wear black shorts and then be like, ha ha.
No
dude.
Shoes.
Dude. Yeah, no shirt, no shoes. No thanks.
I think he's got a lot of potential.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
I think his like promos and stuff are gonna be better than like a lot of dudes that just came in.
Yeah, better than like say
Keith Lee,
Kona Reeves.
Yeah,
Keith Lee.
Oh my god, Kona Reeves is the worst.
What was that guy's name? Marcel Bartel.
Yeah. But Cassius Ohno never has a bad match. So
he cut his hair.
What?
Oh my god, he cut his hair like into like a I don't know, man.
Shawn Michaels.
He's got like a squire boy haircut, dude. Yeah, no. Kind of like
little Dutch boy.
A little Dutch boy haircut. Yeah, and it didn't do him any favors because having his long hair and him being like so like him being bigger and having the long hair was like I don't know it worked, but now he cut his hair off and I'm like, you look like you have a tiny head and a huge body.
Yeah, he's. I don't know. I'm not going to talk bad about him. I love him.
Yeah, I do too. I love him. Have loved Chris Hero since saw him back in the early 2000s, and big part of my wrestling experiences growing up. And I wish that he would be. Honestly, I wish he could be like in the Undisputed Era or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I feel like if they did something like that with him,
I mean, they just bring him in to get these new guys over,
right?
Because he gives everybody a great match.
I think that they should make him like kind of more vicious, more like a Lars Sullivan type character, because he's a big dude and he's menacing and he'll be able to wrestle with anybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They got to do something more with him because now he's like, oh, you're the NXT's new shiny new toys. And I like to play with toys. And I'm just like, okay, great.
Yeah, because you lose to every one of them that comes in.
I like to play with toys.
Dude, one time. We were at IWA, me and my buddy Corey, and right in front of us, Chris Hero kicked this, I can't remember who he's wrestling, but it was this other huge guy, and he kicked him right in the face, and my friend Corey goes, holy shit, and he turned around and got in Corey's face, and he goes, damn right, and then went back to beating the guy's ass.
That's great. I actually saw Chris Hero wrestle like literally maybe 4 weeks before he went to NXT.
Yeah, I saw him wrestle pretty soon before. So I got a nice
signed photo.
I got a picture with him somewhere.
Signed Chris Hero, not Cassius Ohno.
He's the man.
People are going to be confused when I sell it on eBay.
Did we pick a winner for this match? No.
I'm going to go with Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah, me too.
We got off on the rails. We got off the the rails there talking about what we think is going to be on the pre-show.
Yeah.
So. We're going off the rails on a... War Games train.
As long as we're not doing rails, I think we'll be okay.
We've been doing a bunch of rails. Oh, man. But yeah, I think Tommaso Ciampa is going to retain. Velveteen Dream doesn't need the belt, and I think Tommaso Ciampa will probably have another match with Gargano or Aleister Black or somebody.
I think they'll do another one of these, though. Yeah, they have to have a rematch. War Games?
Yeah, that brings us to the main event, guys. In a War Games match, we have the Undisputed Era. All four of them, dude. Bobby Fish is back.
I know. It's awesome.
Very exciting. Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, and my personal fave, Kyle O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be taking on the team of War Raiders, Pete Dunne, and Ricochet. In a War Games, two rings, a huge sell.
This is one of those matches where... When we go back and look at this like 10 years from now, we're going to be like, well, that's a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, I wished it would have been like Mustache Mountain and Ricochet.
Yeah.
I know that you're a big War Raiders, Mark.
Not really. You're big, not in NXT.
You're a big, what's his name?
Hanson.
What's his first name?
Hanson. I don't know. Hanson. It's his first name and his last name.
But yeah, I know you're a big fan of him.
Yeah, I am, but... They haven't really.
I don't. The name War Raiders is really kind of hard to say.
I also don't like their
War Raiders. War Raiders. It's hard to say for me.
It makes you sound rural.
Yeah, rural juror.
Rural juror. But they haven't. I don't like their face paint.
Yeah, dude. I don't like Kiss either.
Like, why are they? Face paint. No, I mean, why are they wearing like lime green or something?
Yeah,
and blue.
I don't know. Yeah, it's strange, but. The Dunster, Pete Dunne, that guy does no wrong. He's going to have a great match no matter what. Ricochet, people love Ricochet. I love
seeing Ricochet get beat up.
Yeah, he can sell.
Yeah.
But he can also deliver some insane maneuvers.
He can flip around.
The thing about Ricochet, though, I will say, is, after you have seen a number of his matches, the novelty of him doing that kind of wears off sometimes. But yeah. Also, I will say, in all fairness, in NXT, I think uses the stuff a little bit more sparingly.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
So when he does do it, it matters.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going to be in a cage, man. Who knows the
he's
craziness.
He's immediately going to be...
expected to jump off the top of the cage.
Well, not that, no. He's immediately going to be Neville, though, when he moves up. Remember when? Remember when Neville came in and it was just like, he's about to do that move that everybody likes.
Yeah, wait till you see this.
Yeah,
kids. Neville did the best with what he could, though. I will say, King, for sure. King Neville.
Oh, that stuff was great.
It was awesome. Yeah.
But yeah, I think I guess it is cool that Ricochet's in this match because he is going to do something crazy in the cage. I'm sure he's going to jump off the side and flippy doodah, double moonsault. He does do a double moonsault. When is he going to bring that back?
I don't know, man.
But, you know, I'm excited to see him. Pete Dunne never has a bad match. Pete Dunne and Undisputed Era, I feel like, against any of those guys, is a match I want to see.
Do you think Pete Dunne's going to turn on them and join the Undisputed Era? Perfect. That would just that's some dream booking for me.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think he fits.
I can't believe you. How dare you? Sorry, it's not Johnny Gargano. But yeah, anyway, this is going to be an awesome match. I love all the dudes in Undisputed Era. Roderick, I got to give a big shout out to Roderick Strong because he's literally been running and kicking people in the face from out of nowhere these past few weeks on NXT, giving people some of the most brutal kicks and strikes to the face and chops that I've seen in a long time.
I can't. I love everybody in Undisputed Era, man. They don't do anything wrong. Their promos are great. The way they're being booked is perfect.
I love too, like that with them having the tag belts, and then when Adam Cole had the North American belt, and that Bobby Fish would just carry around their match of the year trophy,
yeah,
a la Owen Hart with his slammies,
yeah,
genius. Their promos are great.
Yeah,
so
I the other side of that is just such a hodgepodge. Like War Raiders in there, I'm sure they're going to do some cool tag team brutal moves.
Oh, you know what I hope. Everybody comes out in War Raiders gear.
Oh my god.
Remember when Roderick Strong last year came out in AOP gear?
Yeah, that's right.
Or when Kurt Angle was in the Shield gear that time? They all come out in War Raiders regalia.
It's that time of year.
Tis the season.
Tis the season to dress up like your best friends.
Yeah. And then I heard that there's going to be a big egg and something's going to come out of it. Is it going to be money? Who knows? Something even better than
that's
money.
That's a bunch of gobbledygook.
Something better than money, son. It's a turkey. It's a man in a turkey suit. I have...
maybe Pete Rose will be there.
That's true. It very well could be. Maybe Adam Rose will be there.
Yeah.
In the gobbledygooker suit.
Doing that dance.
Doing that dance with the rosebuds.
Oh, man.
Well, you'll have to wait and see, guys. And sign up for your free 30-day trial of WWE Network. To get this pay-per-view for free.
So we agree, though, that Undisputed Era definitely wins this,
that's
right?
Exactly where I'm going with that. Yeah. Way to keep us back on target when we're having a good time. You know what? Instead of riffing here, I think we should go back to just talking about the match.
I'm about business.
I'm all about business.
We got to do what's best for business.
Yes, exactly. And I'm going to go with Undisputed Era for the win on this. Can't bet against them.
Yeah, there's no reason for them to lose this.
And, there's going to be thrills, chills, spills.
Shayna and Kyrie.
Do you think there'll be any dives out of the ring?
I don't know. You got me excited about the dive jump off the top of the cage.
I think it's going to happen. I mean, you're going to put Ricochet in a War Games match. People are going to expect it.
Yeah, I think that should happen.
So, yeah. Well, guys.
I think, and it's also a guarantee that it's going to be better than Survivor Series.
We will see. I don't know. You were telling me about how stacked the card was.
It is, though. I mean, it is a cool
but
concept.
But WWE does have a way of shooting themselves in the foot time and time again with coolness.
Yep.
We want it to be cooler than it is.
Always.
So, but guys, let's go ahead and chat, transition over, because on Sunday night, one of the big four WWE Survivor Series is going to be going down on Sunday.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yeah.
What a way to kick off the Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually be off work Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then I'm coming in for a half day on Friday because they give out free White Castles at work. So I'm coming in for a half day, and then I'll be off Saturday and Sunday. Back to work on Monday.
Nice.
So you got
don't forget your passwords to your computer and all that stuff.
They're like, your passwords have expired.
Yeah.
They've been expired for 11 days.
That happened to me. I was working at Northern Kentucky University doing financial aid. Mm-hmm. And for Christmas break, we got 2 weeks off. Well, December 1st, they sent us an email and they were like, yeah, we don't have the money to keep you guys here when there's no students here. So you get the whole month off. And I came back and I had no idea how to log into my computer or anything.
What is this?
Yeah.
What's going on here? But yeah. You got the hiccups here from the Tecate, brother?
I think so. Maybe a little bit.
Dude, don't worry. I'll cover for you. I'll keep riffing while you get rid of those hiccups.
Scare me.
Quick. Scare me. Dude, just think about the time Mae Young birthed a hand. That's right, people. Crack open a kale Tecate. Yeah,
it's Miller time.
Yeah, just think about the time Mae Young birthed a hand, bro. That'll do it.
Dude, that's one of my favorite all-time moments in wrestling history. Yeah,
I heard that it was so influential that they decided to name the tournament after. So she was just a nobody before that happened.
Dude, did you watch that live when it happened?
Oh, yeah.
I was watching it with friends, and we were like in tears. Like, what is going on right now?
In tears because you thought that she was going to lose the baby, yeah. The love child of her and sexual chocolate. But yeah, Survivor Series is going to kick off Sunday. I'm sure it's going to start early. I'm sure it's going to be a long night of wrestling. And to be honest with you here, I have just, again, with the production here, I've cycled off the page that I had with the matches lined up. So we will see.
I think it's starting with Nakamura versus Seth Rollins.
Nakamura, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I'm a big Nakamura fan.
Mm-hmm. And I think they'll have a great match with each other.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm so cooled off on Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep saying Seth, guys. We're going to ruin this for you. But listen to the way Michael Cole says Seth Rollins. And
you'll never unhear it.
You'll never unhear him call him Seth Rollins over and over and over again. It's You're kind of like the Cole to my Corey.
Thanks. I'd rather be Renee, honestly. And I do want to bring that up, that people have been poo-pooing her commentary, and they can all go take a dump in the woods or something. I don't know.
Take a dump in the woods.
I don't know what they can do, but I love her commentary. I don't care.
I think that it's great. I think that she's... I think that she should have had this job a long time ago.
I agree. Yeah.
She has a lot more personality than any of the other. Yeah. Coach.
Booker T. Do people really miss Shucky Ducky Quack Quack or whatever? I mean, are people missing that compared to Renee?
And like Jerry Lawler's like not good anymore.
No,
he makes
not.
The worst jokes ever.
Well, he can't just be a perv anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I heard him once talk about Wade Barrett. It's like Wade Barrett was fighting like Bray Wyatt or something like that, and it was like he's got the whole world in his nose.
Oh my god.
About how big Wade Barrett's nose was. I was like, it's not even that big for one.
Yeah.
And then for two, that is a terrible joke.
I went to Jerry Lawler's museum.
Now he has a restaurant, does he not?
I went to his restaurant. Okay. It's a restaurant / museum, and I went to it in Memphis.
Oh nice.
Yeah, weeks ago. It was awesome, dude.
Jerry, if you're listening, I'm going to give you a million bajillion dollar idea. You need to start a YouTube channel where you simply draw pictures.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because he's such a good artist. And like, if he just did a YouTube channel where he just drew and like talked about stuff, wrestling stuff, mm-hmm. or drew a wrestler or talked about whatever, it would be awesome. I would subscribe to it in a heartbeat.
Tell a story about this wrestler he's drawing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Like he did in his, did you see that It's Good to Be King release? Like if he did something like that, like drew a little quick picture and just told a story about a wrestler or something like
That'd be great.
It would be awesome. It's so much better than all the same kind of like reviews or shoot interview kind of stuff.
Yep.
You know, with the podcast and stuff like that, everybody has a podcast. It's going to be something different. So,
yeah.
Jerry, if you're listening, please do that.
I'll shoot him an email.
Yeah, just, you know, run it by him. See what he thinks. Next time you're in Memphis, go to the...
So, on the network, plugging the network again, there's all these AWA shows. And
yes.
I don't know if you've ever watched those. Have you watched them?
Oh, yeah.
They're great, man. They're way better than I ever expected because I've waited a long time to start watching them. And a lot of the main events are like Jerry Lawler versus the Texas Tornado guy. whichever
Kerry Von Erich.
Whichever Von Erich that is.
Right, yeah.
Is it Kerry?
Kerry, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, these are great matches, and he was the AWA champion for a long time. So when I was at the museum, like, there's all these AWA world title belts there, and like, I was just blown away to see those things in person. It was really, really fantastic place to go.
It's awesome. Not only did you talk about how great Jerry Lawler was, but you also disrespected the memory of Kerry Von Erich in the same sentence. So,
which is two of the things you probably shouldn't do
in
2018.
2018. Timing is everything. But hey, Hulk Hogan's back, so you can like Jerry Lawler. Feel free to do whatever you want to do.
That's right.
But yeah, we're Americans. We'll just do whatever we want.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I think that I'm not sure when it's going to start here, but it looks like down at the very bottom of my list. This seems to me like a kickoff show event. I could be wrong, mm-hmm. but it looks like for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Buddy Murphy will be going against Mustafa Ali.
I don't know.
So I'm a big Buddy Murphy Are fan, you really? Though. Like, I think Buddy Murphy's been killing it.
Are you one of Buddy's buddies?
I mean, I don't know how much longer 205 is going to last. Now, yeah. it's not live anymore, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know how much longer that division or whatever is going to do anything. But Buddy Murphy, to me, is somebody that can seamlessly integrate into the show.
Is
the
he married, show. Married to Alexa?
I don't know if they're married or if they're just...
But they are a thing.
Fooling around.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely an item.
They're an item.
Yes.
So he's fine no matter what happens to 205 Live.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
He's fine no matter what, because even if he doesn't wrestle anymore, he can still live off his wife's paychecks.
Yes.
So, but I'm thinking Buddy Murphy on this one. I mean, I like Mustafa Ali a lot, but I'm a big Buddy Murphy fan, and don't have a lot invested in this match, personally.
I don't have anything invested in this match. I do see Buddy Murphy seems to have the momentum in 205 from what I've seen, which is very little, but you know, I have network pretty much going 24/7 in my house, and when I walk in and it's on 205, Buddy Murphy is the guy that's like getting all the heat or whatever, so I'm gonna go with Buddy.
Yeah guys, it's official. Buddy Murphy retains in our predictions.
Woo, that kickoff. Wow.
Whoa. He had the whole world in his nose.
It might be the match of the night, honestly.
It might be the match of the night, honestly. We'll see if Shayna and Kyrie can live up to this. Second match, newly crowned tag champions, AOP, the Authors of Pain. Mm-hmm.
So you were saying you like the Authors of Pain.
I don't have a problem with Authors of Pain. Now, I'm only going off of what I saw in NXT, because honestly, I haven't seen a single match of theirs in WWE.
Yeah.
Either they didn't make it to the 90-minute Hulu version of Monday Night
Raw. I'm pretty sure they didn't. Until this last match. It was a surprise that they won. So, you should say who they're facing.
And they're fighting a great team, a team that I love that doesn't get enough respect, Sheamus and Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be champions versus champions.
And I think this will be a great match.
Yeah.
But I don't really like love either of these teams. Like I love the New Day. I love Uso matches, even though I'm not like a big fan of their characters or whatever. They're fine. You know, there's like a lot of tag teams that I love, but these two, I'm kind of just like, they're fine, you know? And, but I think they have great matches. So I think the bar gets this one, unless they just want to keep pushing AOP to the moon.
We'll see. I think that Sheamus and Cesaro, I don't know, they're kind of in like a Cassius Ohno like state for me. It's like a lot of times they put them in there to have a good match with somebody and not win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with AOP on this one, even though I like both teams and I'll be pleased with the outcome. As long as there's like a straight victory, I'd be pleased. If these are all going to be brouhahas and schmazzes.
I could totally see that.
I would be bummed.
When is that Ninja Turtles movie coming out? Because that might depend on whether Sheamus wins a match or not.
That's true. Is he going to be in part three? Because part two came out about 2 years ago.
I missed it.
next match is the Seth Rollins versus Nakamura match, is what was listed on here. Did we give a definitive?
It's Seth Rollins.
Dude, yeah. Seth versus Nock. Nock America.
Yeah.
I don't know if we gave a definitive.
I don't think we did. I got Nakamura.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Nakamura. I don't know that Nakamura can really... I don't know how much of a win that he's going to be able to muster out.
Mm-hmm.
Rollins seems like WWE's golden boy, and I just don't... I'm so not into Seth Rollins anymore.
Yeah, I think if of all the matches that have potential to be a schmoz, this is the one, because it could totally just be a low blow BS ending.
Yeah, they might just both kick each other in the ding-ding.
Yeah.
And then the match will be over.
Yeah.
Just a couple swift kicks to the dinker.
But man, it just depresses me thinking about what they've done with Nakamura.
Yeah, I know.
It's very sad.
Well, and the fact that Seth Rollins is like considered good when now they have AJ Styles and
Finn Balor
like on the roster, and like that's all he does is rip their moves.
Yeah.
So once they get Kenny Omega, Seth Rollins is going to be like, oh, I have to get a new move set. It's kind of like when, you know, what's his name from NXT? He's now in 205 Live. Japanese guy does the GTS.
Oh, Hideo Itami.
Hideo Itami. I kept wanting to say Kenta, but
yeah,
same guy. But yeah, it's like when Hideo Itami comes in and like you realize like CM Punk already stole his moveset like 5 years earlier.
Yep.
It's like, oh, you invented this move. And now people are just going to be like, oh, that's the CM Punk thing.
Yep.
So anyway, Seth Rollins, who gives a shit? I'm going Nakamura.
I'm going Nakamura just because who gives a shit?
Just because who gives a shit?
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
Damn alligator, bit my hand off. Next, women's team Raw versus Team SmackDown. For the Raw team, it's Alexa Bliss, as far as this article is concerned, and as far as I know, Alexa Bliss and four TBD to be determined. Wow. Raw members versus Charlotte, Carmella, Naomi, Asuka, and Sonya Deville. And I knew that there was a big issue, I think, between Mandy and Sonya. Little jealousy angle here because Sonya got picked,
right. Yeah,
and not Mandy. So
I would never pick Sonya over Mandy, just personally. But
but yeah,
she would also never pick me. So
that's true.
Yeah,
Mandy. Wow, what a physical specimen. But I will say this: who do you think would be able to fill some of those gaps in the?
I'm gonna say me.
I'm speaking. Okay. This is 2018, again. Let me reiterate what year it is. No, but who do you think would join Alexa Bliss in a Raw women's...
Are the Bellas still an option?
You know, I don't see them anywhere else, so the Bellas are definitely an option.
I'm going to say the Bellas, at least Nikki. I'm just kind of going
now,
through
the roster. I was going to say, are you looking at this as well? Or
I'm looking at the roster.
I'm going to say Nia Jax will probably Asuka? Be on that list. Asuka?
Nia Jax, Asuka, Bella, Nikki Bella, Nikki Cross? Or is she on SmackDown?
I'm not sure.
This says
we
Raw.
We got a TBD four of them. That would be a powerful team. Nikki Bella, Asuka. That's two great ones. Nia Jax. Three powerhouses to add to your list.
Wait, I'm on SmackDown.
Great.
Okay, so we got Natalya as a possibility.
Oh, you know what? I might have lied because, yeah, I don't know. I wonder if the some of the ones to BD would be like Sasha, Bailey, Natalya.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sasha, Bailey, Natalya for sure.
Yeah,
and so that's four.
Probably Nia Jax.
If she's on Raw. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If she is on Raw.
She is on Raw. She's definitely on Raw.
Well, you know who I think it's going to be?
Who?
I think it's going to be Lita, Trish, Alundra Blaze, and Ivory. That'll be the four.
It wouldn't surprise me if they
just all came back from Evolution, so they're in fighting condition. You saw Alundra Blaze's performance.
I bet they throw Alicia Fox in there because they throw her in every multiple.
Yeah, she's always she'll be in there.
Yeah,
Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Mickey James, and
Sasha, Natalya,
probably. Natty cried about getting her dad's sunglasses broke the other day.
Ooh,
on Raw.
That's sad.
Yeah, it was a weird ending. Okay, well. Anyway, who do you have on this one? Team Raw or Team SmackDown? You know what? I'm going Team SmackDown because I know that...
Can you give me the names on the SmackDown team again?
Dude, the best in the business. Charlotte Flair, the best in the business. Carmella, the best in the business. Naomi.
Yeah.
Asuka and Sonya Deville.
So oh, yeah. Asuka's on the SmackDown team.
Here we are being like, Asuka is probably going to be on Raw. No, she's not. That just shows, like, we're, like, doing a wrestling podcast, and it just goes to show you, like, how little we're watching Raw and SmackDown.
It's so hard.
We're so confused.
Okay, here's the thing, is I've been watching it every week, but right. I've definitely been falling asleep on it every week. It's been bad.
It's very hard to watch six extra hours of wrestling when you really only want to watch NXT.
Yeah, exactly.
You want 1 hour a week, and then NXT UK, so you want, like, 2 hours of wrestling a week.
Yeah.
But instead, you have to watch eight.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, fans out there.
I'm sorry. This is just going to hell.
But I am going to say SmackDown.
Yeah, I'm going SmackDown on that.
Charlotte Flair.
Dude, Carmella. I've been a real Carmella fan lately.
Even with R-Truth?
Even with R-Truth?
She's been rapping.
That's all right. That's fine with me. Once she started wearing that one-piece ring outfit, I was like, I'm sold on you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Miss Money in the Bank.
I just wonder who's going to fill those gaps on Raw.
That's true. It's very difficult to see who's going to fill those gaps.
Once we know who's going to fill the gaps, then I could make a better prediction.
Yeah, if I knew who was going to be knee deep in those gaps, knuckle deep in the gaps there, you know, I'd be able to make a decision. Yeah. So,
man,
you got to go with the one that I'm familiar with. So, Team SmackDown as well.
2018. It's scary to do a podcast live.
Dude, who knows what's going to happen? But that's okay, guys. It's wrestling, and we're just joking. So don't be weird.
This is
about
a comedy show.
This is a comedy show. If you're looking to Sean versus Wild as a trusted source in news, a reputable source, you are wrong, sir.
We have no inside information.
Yeah, we have no idea. Next on the list, men's Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Raw looks like it's going to be Braun, Dolph, Drew. And two
gaps.
2BD.
Mm-hmm.
Two round holes that need to be filled. And then they're going to be going against Daniel Bryan, The Miz, Shane McMahon, who recently was nominated or voted Best in the World.
No, he won Best in the World.
Yeah, he won Best in the World at Crown Jewel. Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio.
It's a pretty cool team.
That's going to be a cool team.
Yeah.
Now, for me, you know, you already have somebody that's the best in the world on there. You know, you're gonna have like low performing wrestlers, like, you know,
Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, when you have the best in the world like Shane McMahon, you have the top of the card, then you have the bottom of the card with this guy's name is Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
it looks like, and then somebody named Rey Mysterio.
And okay, so Raw women's team is going to win, and then SmackDown men's team is going to win.
You think that's how it's going to be?
SmackDown's not getting a clean sweep, right?
You think I don't know if Alexa Bliss can be eliminated. She might cheat to win the whole thing.
She's not even wrestling.
Alexa Bliss is in the women's...
No, she's SmackDown. Hurt. She's like the manager or something. Right?
No. It says Alexa Bliss and 4 TBD.
Okay, well, maybe...
I don't know, guys.
Maybe I misunderstood what was happening.
All right, we're just going to do... In general... SmackDown men's Survivor Series match, and then Raw women's Survivor Series match is who we have winning. I'm going SmackDown for both. I think SmackDown's just going to clean house.
You're right.
Who do you think would be two perfect picks to be on Team Raw, though, to get that victory over
Team
SmackDown?
So this is something we did discuss before the show.
Right, yeah. We actually did do a little research.
And I completely forgot. No.
Dean. We think Dean Ambrose.
Definitely Dean. But who's the other is the thing. Finn Balor is an option.
Finn Balor, Bray Wyatt, I believe.
I would love to see that Bray Wyatt come back.
I'm not sure.
No, he's on Raw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Titus O'Neil. Could be.
Well, that would make Dana Brooke maybe one of the Raw women.
Titus O'Neil would come in from under the ring.
Oh, I bet it'll be Lashley.
Yes.
Oh.
Man, Bobby Lashley.
Kurt Angle?
Could be. Could be Kurt. I'm thinking... Marty Jannetty is my top pick.
Yeah.
For fill-in. Marty Jannetty, and then probably Warlord.
Yeah. I'm going to go Dean Ambrose and Pierre-Carl Ouellette.
PCO.
PCO.
So you wanted to talk about PCO. Let's go ahead and bring him up since this is the second time you've put him into the conversation.
Yeah, PCO is going to be here.
Canadian Frankenstein, dude.
Canadian Frankenstein.
Did you see him in IWA the other day?
No, I didn't get to go to that one. But I'm going 100% to the next one when he faces Michael Elgin.
There you go.
It's going to be a hoss battle.
It's going to be a hoss. It's going to be a Bourbon Street brawl. Right here at the arena. Is that what they do at the arena?
Yeah, the arena, I believe.
Well, check it out, guys. In January.
January 10th,
IWA will be hosting at the arena PCO versus Michael Elgin.
And if you haven't seen PCO,
a hoss battle for the
for the ages,
2019's biggest hoss battle.
If you haven't seen PCO's promos on YouTube, I mean, they are golden.
Yes, definitely do that. Yeah, Canadian yeah. Frankenstein.
Yeah, the one where he hangs himself and then afterwards he's like, you definitely shouldn't hang yourself.
Now, here, let's get into a definitive match. Here, this one's got a lot of hype behind it. We're both familiar with this one because we both have Twitter. We've seen what all the funny stuff that's been going back and forth. But Ronda Rousey is going to be going against the man, Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm. I'm pumped about this match.
Champion versus champion.
Yeah, this is going
to
be great.
This will be a great match as well. Do you think that Becky Lynch is going to be able to deliver Ronda Rousey her first loss?
No. But I do think she's going to deliver her best match yet.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Becky Lynch, she's been, I don't know.
She's very hot right now.
She's the man right now.
But Ronda is a moneymaker for this company.
I could see Ronda being cheated. I don't know if Ronda, has Ronda lost? Has she not cheated, been disqualified, or been...
Well, she's not been pinned.
Right. Yeah. So maybe Becky Lynch could win.
I guess she could cheat.
By some skullduggery.
Yeah.
Tactics.
Skullduggery.
As Mike Tyson would say. Some skullduggery.
Oh, man.
So, I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to go against all odds. I'm going to say Becky Lynch.
Man, I'm definitely 100% saying Ronda is not losing this match. No way.
Well, I don't give a damn about her bad reputation.
I can't wait to see this match, though. I mean, we got a couple arm bars going at each other.
That's true. Who's going to put in the deepest arm bar? You know, it's all going to come down to whose arms are going to be able to.
Who's got the stronger arms?
Who's got the strongest pythons in that ring? Because once they put the hold on their pythons,
yeah,
it's going to be over. We'll see.
There's no stipulations, right? It's just a regular,
just a good old fashioned,
Matt classic,
one on one Matt classic.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good, man.
Oh, great. Man, I love your riffage today. You're so on point. Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good. Great. All right, well, this brings us to the end, man. This brings
us to already at the
headlining
end?
Match, as far as I know, as far as what's been put out there onto the social media or onto the internet in general. But looks like champion versus champion, Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles.
So I'm super excited about this match because it's just a different opponent for Brock Lesnar.
Now,
isn't that exciting?
They say it's Styles Lesnar 2, but I cannot remember I don't remember the match where they fought before.
No, I don't remember that at all.
I'm sure Lesnar probably just...
Yeah, destroyed him.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've been like dying to see Lesnar go up against somebody way smaller that it will still be a good match. You know, that like David versus Goliath match that we used to see all the time when in the early 90s and stuff that, you know, against all odds, AJ is going to be there at the end of this match. I really want to see that.
Yeah, I think that if anybody can put on a good match for Brock Lesnar, it's going to be AJ Styles.
Yeah.
If they actually give them time to do so. That's my big thing.
Man, please don't do one of the whatever they did at Crown Jewel.
Well, you know how it always is. Like, the last match is always 10 minutes before it's scheduled to go off.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just do a few power moves, and then it goes off.
Well, that's what's been happening with Brock Lesnar. But something tells me after, like, doing what they did at Crown Jewel, I think they're going to, like, give this match time and, like, let it be a good match. Like, just please, for the love of God, WWE, just let us have one thing to enjoy.
Right.
Let us enjoy one thing.
Let us, like... think about stuff for months and then talk about how great of a match it's going to be and then actually, you know, let it be good.
Yeah.
Because most of the time what they do is like, oh, dude, people are going to be expecting this. We're going to swerve them.
And it's make it suck.
It's going to be 2 minutes, one suplex, five F5s, and then that's it.
Yeah. Thanks.
And then we're going home.
We're going home.
Easy night. Cash in the check.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I just really... Like you said, we're optimists about WWE. We always want it to be better than it is. But I'm thinking this one's going to be good.
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Jake Hellman here, signing off.
Let's go back. Can we just start?
Who do you think's going to win?
I want to start the whole podcast over, and every match I just want to be like, it's going to be good.
Yeah. That's a good boy.
That's a good boy. We've been playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, this is the part of the podcast where we're just going to talk about Red Dead Redemption, too. Yeah, I meant to tell you this earlier, so I'm just going to tell everybody on the podcast the story. And, of course, I was being petty.
I was just not in the right frame of mind whenever this went down.
Yeah.
So I went to Target the other day. I was off on Monday, and I went to Target to get Red Dead Redemption. And so I go there. There's a guy behind the counter in the electronics section. He's texting on his phone. And I'm looking at the games, and then finally I just kind of turn and face him. And he makes eye contact with me and kind of starts walking toward me. I was like, oh, hey, man. And he goes, oh, hey. And then just continues to walk past me to, like, just walk away.
What?
And I was like, oh, weird. And then just a few seconds later.
Did he not work there?
He worked there. I mean,
okay, yeah, all right.
But just a few seconds later, a guy comes up from, like, the next aisle over, kind of sees that, and he goes, oh, hey, man, did you need something? And I was like, yeah, actually, I'm going to get a copy of Red Dead Redemption. And he's like, okay, cool. So he starts walking, and the other guy is just like a few paces in front of him, and he was like, "Do you hear that? He's getting the Cowboy Skyrim game."
Oh, and I was my like, God.
I was like, "What?" And he kind of turned around and he goes, "Yeah, you're getting that Cowboy Skyrim game." And I was like, "And honestly, it was like one of those things where it was like early in the day.
So you didn't buy it from Target?"
And I hadn't talked to anybody much that morning, so I just was like, I don't know, snappy. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, in total dork fashion, I was like, I think you mean the Cowboy Grand Theft Auto game.
Exactly.
And he was like, no, it's like Skyrim. I was like, no, actually, it's like Grand Theft Auto. It's actually made by the same fucking company. And he was like, oh, well, you know, I think it's like Skyrim because it's open world. And I was like, Grand Theft Auto is open world.
What
and
a he's like, fucking well, nerd. He's the nerd.
He was like, well, I mean, I didn't play the fifth one. And I was like, they're all open world. And I was like,
and then
I just happened to say, you know, you might want to research these jokes before you start laying them on people.
You did that?
Yes. And then I grabbed the game and left.
You know, it's funny that you said that to him because we did not research any of our jokes.
We just really let it fly. And you know what? We think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we'll have plenty of Red Dead Redemption to enjoy. If the matches suck, we can have one TV with... we can have one TV with Survivor Series on and then one TV with Red Dead Redemption.
Definitely. I'm dude, I can't stop playing.
I've been a hunting and a fishing.
Oh yeah. That's a good girl.
But yeah, I'm thinking I think AJ Styles might win this. I don't know. I'm actually really? Thinking no.
I'm this hoping, one this one's gonna be a schmoz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to see Brock Lesnar in a different type of match, doing something a little bit different.
That's what I'm saying.
So
yeah.
For my hope, I'm going to say AJ Styles is going to win.
Brock's got to win because he's about to go face Daniel Cormier and put the WWE title on the line.
Yeah, but that's true. So
I can't see them.
He's going to go against Daniel Pewter.
Dana White's not going
to... In a shoot fight for the WWE title.
Dana White's not going to let Brock Lesnar lose a match right now.
That's true.
You know,
I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Did Brock Lesnar have a beard at Crown Jewel?
I don't think so.
Because he certainly had a beard that last pay-per-view that he showed up at.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this is like the coolest Brock Lesnar has ever looked. Ever.
Do you remember that picture I sent to you of Otis Dozovich?
He looked like a toe. That was crazy.
We're going to have to tweet out that picture of Otis Dozovich where he looks like fat Brock Lesnar.
Oh, my God. He looks like a big toe. That's kind of what he looks like to me. But yeah, well, guys, thanks so much for joining us here.
Yeah, thank you
For a full hour and a half, a 90 minutes filled to the brim, give or take 90 minutes filled to the brim with professional wrestling and our thoughts and some of our jokes.
Yeah, thank you.
Some
guys.
Of us more than others.
It was really good.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have done it. Great. But Jake, what do you have to say to all your never nervous aholics? Out there.
Never nervous-aholics. We have a Christmas show coming up.
Yes, sir.
December 23rd, we're doing a Kentucky Christmas country review type of variety show. And Nick Dittmeyer is playing. We're going to have Tyler Lance Walker Gill. We're going to have Anthony Olympia, Philip Olympia, the other guy at Never Nervous, his brother. He also mixed the prayer line stuff. For
it turned out quite nicely.
Yeah, the single. And he's also in the huge pop country band Everett. So he's going to be playing. I got a few other special surprises. I'm going to have Santa playing a fiddle. I'm gonna have my drunk uncle Gary there.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a fun time.
And maybe I'll be there.
Yeah, you should come out too.
I should come out. Get wild.
Get it's gonna wild. Be
a Frankfurt Avenue Fun Fest.
Yeah, and
I
then,
don't know where it's gonna be at Kaiju. Though,
it's at right? Kaiju. Yeah,
I kept
yeah.
saying Frankfurt Avenue. Avenue. It's gonna be a Frankfurt Avenue Fun Fest.
It's gonna be an Oak Street brawl.
Oak Street brouhaha.
And then also Prayer Line has a show Saturday the 17th, Night of War Games. So I'll be watching it pretty late. And then we're playing with Wombo in Tall Squares. And then December 30th, we're playing at Z-Bar with By the Grace of God and Photo Crime. So that's going to be a huge show.
Oh, By the Grace of God making a big comeback.
Big comeback, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I have to get them on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's up.
They're cool dudes, so yeah.
Fantastic. Well, guys, and if you aren't familiar with my show, you are now. Sean versus Wild. It is everywhere. If you haven't, please like, share, and subscribe. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on Stitcher. It's wherever you get podcasts. And also want to give a big shout out to my sponsors. I'm going to do that at the end of the show. You guys probably weren't expecting it. You probably thought I'd do it at the beginning. But big shout out to Audiophile Inc. If you have merch to get printed, definitely check out audiophileinc.com. Talk to Shane. Tell him the Wild Man sent you. He'll give you the best deal in town, no matter what town that you're located in. And he'll ship to all 50 nifty United States. Also, if you haven't yet, get a free 30-day trial of Audible. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/SeanVsWild. And when you do that, you get a free 30 days. You have over 180,000 audiobooks for 180,000 audiobooks for you to choose from. And yeah, and if you don't like it, you can just return it and get another one. And yeah, and when you do that, it helps my podcast. So you get a free audiobook. And I can keep the lights on here in the Smithsonian to keep right. delivering the quality content.
The beautiful Smithsonian, I yeah, should say. Yeah,
that's true. The palatial Smithsonian.
Let's get a thesaurus out.
Yeah. But yeah, so, and guys, I always enjoy these collaborations with Jake, and I hope that you do too. And I hope you enjoy a lot of wrestling this weekend coming up, because I know we're going to be.
Definitely.
And if you've never gotten into wrestling before in your life, this is a great weekend to do so. Definitely with NXT TakeOver War Games.
TakeOver. I think if you haven't watched wrestling in a long time, NXT TakeOver will bring you back in. It'll hook you.
Yeah, NXT is to me the most quality product that in wrestling right now.
That exists, for sure, yeah.
It's awesome. So, guys, definitely check out a lot of wrestling this weekend. And Jake will probably have to hang out on Sunday and
yeah.
watch all of it and eat Doritos.
Thanks for having me out, man.
Hey, dude. You're welcome, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been
really good.
And also the Sean versus Wild podcast.
Thank you for listening, DNN.